92.3 is FM Talk.
Welcome back. Welcome back, my friends. Live and local, John Potter, 884-9910. Number to call, open topic right now. So much to talk about. I love to hear the storm stories where things are. We just heard from Derek about an inch of snow in Tahoe. He hasn't had any power outages at all up at Tahoe, but here down in the Truckee Meadows, all over, and much of it planned. Apparently, a process which has begun without an opportunity for public comment, and something wrong with that. Anyway, here we are, 5 days away from Thanksgiving. On what is traditionally a very fast month already? 5 days away from Thanksgiving. Anyway, have a great Thanksgiving. Have fun. Life seldom gives you days that are just for fun. And Thanksgiving is one of those days. Don't you waste it. Have a great time with those closest to you. Have fun. Post pictures on social media. Be sure to send pictures to the loved ones who can't be with you. And especially, you know, they want to see them. Now, I don't know if you saw the story of the psychiatrist from Yale who went on MSNBC and told their viewers, which are Kamala Harris voters, that they should disassociate from Trump supporters, that they should not have them as friends, and they should not go to family gatherings with them because it'll be too emotionally difficult and trying for them. I don't think so, and I sure hope not. Let's go to Nick calling from Wellington. Hey, Nick, welcome to the show. I'm glad you called.
Hey, John. There's a little different outage question for you.
Yes, sir.
My morning crew at Channel 2, Andy, Jeff, and Chris, have gone MIA. Thought you might have a clue just since you've been through that project over there. Just wondering.
Yes, I was the first to go. I just capsulize it by saying just not nice people. And it gets me, you know, they're on TV, they're all smiling and everything. That's not what they're like. Not at all. I don't know. I thought in my case it was partly, to be honest with you, age discrimination, which nobody cares about nowadays. It's the only socially accepted form of discrimination left in the U.S. But it was a very successful morning show. A lot of people watched it. But there was a bit of a, I don't know, a schism between the young and the old. And unfortunately, local news media is going for very young. I don't know the thinking behind it, to be honest with you. What bothers me is that most all of these hires are from out of our area, and they just don't know what the important things are to report and follow up on. They have to be educated, and they're learning the hard way right now, and we are not the better for it. With all the mispronunciations and never following up on an important local story, you never hear from it again. And it's not 2 News Nevada. There's not much Nevada in that newsroom. So all I can say is, you know, I'm sorry that it turned into that situation. Am I bitter? Yes. I try to keep it to myself. After 20 years, no severance, nothing. Computer turned off, out the door. It's just not the way it should be done, my friend. Nick?
Well, I understand, but yeah. Those three that just left were all fairly relatively young and had been here quite a while, and I, like Jeff, used to have his videos on there and a lot of parts of Nevada. It was very interesting, and sorry to see them go. Just wondered where they went.
Well, Jeff just texted me 2 days ago, and he's excited to be a long-haul trucker. I mean, you know, from looking at his Facebook, he loves travel more than anything. And this is his way to do it and make money at the same time. It kind of reminds me, I didn't tell Jeff this, when I was growing up, okay, my family had high hopes that I was going to take over my dad's company and I was going to go to college and all this. And when I told them at the dinner table, senior year of high school, I want to be a truck driver, mom cried. So I honestly, Jeff, if you're listening, I would never think of doing that now, because listen, Nick, if you've seen all the videos on Facebook, you know, these trucks all have cameras now, and
they're making six figures, those guys.
Yeah, but my God, the little Mazda will just cut in front or stop in front of a truck, and they can't do anything to prevent disaster and ruin.
I know. I used to run them.
Well, I think it's worse, though, now, Nick. It's much worse on the roads right now. I think everybody would agree with that. It's not a career I would choose. Honestly, six figures, though? Let me think about that.
Well, I know. Well, I like it out here in Wellington. It's good. I'll let you go.
Are you still truck driving?
No.
Okay.
Not at 84 years old. Nope.
84, okay. Well, Nick, hey, thanks for calling from Wellington. I do appreciate it, my friend. Have a good day. So 884-9910 is our phone number. So, yes, okay, this psychiatrist got on MSNBC and told their viewers, the Kamala Harris voters, do not go to Trump supporter homes. If they're your family, boycott their Thanksgiving dinner. You should not have Trump supporters as friends. You should not go to family gatherings with them because he says it'll be too emotionally difficult and trying for them. And I sure hope not. And this morning, speaking of which, kind of, I saw a quote from Robert Kennedy Jr.'s sister, Carrie Kennedy, in which she said that she wanted to disavow and disassociate from her own brother, RFK Jr., because of his closeness to Trump. And, you know, you get heartsick. It's like, no. Family counts, right? The other stuff comes and goes. Family should always be there, even when you have very strong opinions. And the other person has very strong opposing opinions. So what? It's okay. You can still be friends and be civil and not fall into the trap or temptation of turning nasty. You know, you don't have to dislike each other just because you disagree. Certainly, our political views are important, but there are a lot of things that are a lot more important, and friendships and family are. And I literally feel heartsick that since the election, you know, every now and then you scroll through Facebook and you see these people kind of drawing lines in the sand and throwing over people who are on the other side. And here's the deal. What are the keys to our interactions with one another? It's love and forgiveness, right? We are commanded to love everybody, and we're commanded to forgive everybody. And if you approach things like that, it's okay, right? If your friend or your cousin or whatever says something that you disagree with politically, you don't have to get into a pissing match. You don't necessarily have to respond. You don't have to go that way. And if they insist, you can say something like, you know, I don't want to argue politics with you. I love and appreciate you, and I always will. And I don't want this to come between us. And hopefully they've got some of that same spirit. And if they do, you're all good. But, you know, we're coming up on the holidays, Thanksgiving, 5 days away, some days away. And if in any way an election got in the way of a family being together at Thanksgiving, that'd be horrible. And, you know, now every year they have these articles, how to deal with your Trump-supporting relatives at the holidays. Forget about it, right? And maybe here's something else for all of us to think about. Let's not, any of us, bring up politics on the holidays. We can find something else to talk about. How are the kids? How's your hip doing? How was your garden this year? Is work going okay? What about the 49ers and the game we're watching right now? Or that Tyson match? What do you think? You can find other things to talk about. Let's just do that. We don't need it. We don't need election talk. anymore. It just breaks my heart to see friendships and even family disputes kick in over the outcome of an election or a candidate that somebody supports. Politics are important, but it's nowhere near as important as friendship and family. And spend a little extra time with the oldsters, like me. There's some reasons why I feel extra old today. And if nobody calls, I'll just get into that today. I don't know if you want to hear it, though. So you better call 884-9910. It's open topic. I want to hear about your power outages, your storm experiences, and just what you're doing. What do you plan for Thanksgiving? 884-9910. I'm John Potter. Going to take a break. Be back on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 1016.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Oh, John Potter live and local. Thank you for calling, folks. Phone line. Well, we got one open, but we got a bunch of callers. Let's go to Cheryl first, calling from Sparks. Hey, Cheryl, welcome to the show. I'm glad you called.
Me too, John. I am so happy to talk with you about this, and I'm just tuning in, so I don't know if you've already covered this, but I just wanted to comment on our freeways and how it has changed. I've lived here for 36 years, and I cannot believe the people that just race up on my bumper in these little zippy cars, and then the pickup trucks. Guys in pickup trucks, what is it? They are bullies. They race up on you and just ride your bumper. And I even had a big rig do it the other day, and I was boxed in traffic. I was like, why is he doing this? I just wanted to know if you had any comments on that. Like, what is the aggression with these young men? And I know that society kind of beats up on men these days, and I don't like it. But it's just the aggression is just over the top. I can't. You know, what do we do?
I have a weird observation. You mentioned pickup trucks. It's always the Ram. It's the Ram pickup truck drivers. I don't know why that particular brand. I have observed being extremely crazy aggressive. The Ram drivers, you may want to call and defend yourself here. There's something with that brand. I'll tell you, Ram, maybe it instills in the driver to ram. I don't know, but I've noticed that. And I've also noticed every BMW made does not have a turn signal apparatus at all. They forgot. They don't put them in the BMW.
You'd swear that was the case, wouldn't you?
Is it the entitlement? Is the entitlement and they're just trying to, you know, muscle their, it is literally being bullied because, and it takes it to the next level. It's not just like somebody trying to steal your lunch money. Mm-hmm. They've got your life on the line.
Yeah.
They're flirting with your life. And it's, to me, John, I've noticed this with the Ram pickups. I've also noticed it with other pickup trucks too. Yeah. But it's
not the GMC. Okay.
I
used to live on Mayberry, and they have a 35 mile per hour speed limit there. And I am Mr. Follow the Law stickler. I go the exact speed limit. I don't go 1 mile per hour more, and I don't budge. And I know it frustrates the tailgaters. I'm sorry, but I won't go 1 mile over the speed limit anywhere.
And you know what?
What?
The freeway is 65 miles an hour. I don't want to go faster than that. It's too congested, and they just come up on you and ride your bumper. I don't want to brake check you, especially on a big rig. You know, that's too much weight coming up behind you.
Well, there's a definite change in behavior, Cheryl. I fervently believe that, and thanks for backing me up on that. I got to move on, though. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Ryan calling from Carson City. Oh, my gosh, good. He's a truck driver. Hey, Ryan, I'm glad you called.
Yes, Brian. And, Carson City, I'm an owner-operator of a trucking company, and I have a couple 18-wheelers, and I drive from Nevada to Utah all the time, and not to go east coast, west coast, and back and forth. and be away from your family. But to actually, you can get good loads going between just overnighters. But that's not totally what I wanted to comment on what you're talking about the Dodge Rams and the Chevys and all those. I own both of those. And you're right. The Dodge 5.7 gas trucks run so incredibly well. They're like a sports car. And they're all zippy and driving them like a sports car. And that's why you get them on your tail, because they think to no end that they're like a Z28 or, some sort of Corvette. And they run like a Corvette. They really do. They're really fast. Yeah. And that's why you're getting a majority of them doing that. Because they don't drive it like a truck. And anyway, I can't stand tailgaters, even on my 18-wheeler, even though they can't hurt me at all. But I don't like the fact that I'm kind of responsible. I mean, if a piece of rubber falls off my tire in the back, I get a flat tire, it'll go right through their windshield and kill them in a heartbeat.
Well,
and people don't get that.
It's horrifying to me to see these Facebook videos of what truck drivers deal with. Would you recommend that former Channel 2 meteorologist Jeff Martinez take on being a long-haul truck driver?
Well, depends if he's going to be an owner-operator or work for a company. Working for a company right now, truck driving is at an all-time low on pay.
Okay.
But it's starting to pick up, and part of that's because of our new president coming into power. I'm seeing that things are moving in a good direction.
Unfortunately, doesn't change the driver behavior one bit. But, Brian,
no.
you stick with it, my friend, and be safe.
Yeah, but what I wanted to say was driving California is taboo. All those drivers scenarios you're talking about happen in California, Vegas, all the big cities. Reno, not too bad, but kind of. And Carson City, not bad at all. We have a good Sheriff Furlong in Carson, that's why.
All right.
And so they stay on that. Anyway, thank you very much.
Brian, thanks for the call. And somebody did ask about Jeff, and Jeff did write me, sent me a text 2 days ago. It reads, "Hi, John. Hope you're doing great. As you probably heard, I quit Channel 2. Couldn't stand it there anymore. Management is off the rails, so I left." Oh, nothing's changed. Doing great in trucking school. Anyway, I have a new number. Well, of course you do. They confiscate your phone. Yeah. And let's catch up sometime. Say hi to Kathy. Cheers. And there's a picture of Jeff behind the wheel of a nice big semi-truck. Let's go to John calling from Sparks. Hey, John, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. I heard the lady comment about the Ram trucks, and the gentleman there just now talked about the Ram I think he said Chevy trucks, but he did hit on a point. There's two types of Ram and F-150 or F-250 Fords, the Raptor on the Ford side and the TRX on the Ram side, that have the big engines, and a couple of Rams have 1,000 horsepower engines.
What?
And they're out there. Go to, your local Ram dealer or your local Ford dealer and look at the trucks.
I need that 1,000 horsepower, Craig. Oh my God. Yes, John.
But what I will say is that if it's a diesel truck versus gasoline, you have a different way of making your truck run, and it's a difficult way to make it run. And so they make you put DEF, D-E-F. It's a liquid.
I hate that.
And so what that does is that makes it clean. However, certain Ram trucks, and for the most part, Fords also, if they're at a certain age, and I forget what year it is, they're not configured to take the DEF. And so they call them coal rollers. And so when they accelerate, they blow the smoke. And you talk about the videos about the truck drivers getting cut off. You should see the Tesla drivers getting cut off by the Rams and the Fords blowing their smoke all over them, because it's their way of protesting the green energy push.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. We need some psychiatrists on the road out there. We got some problems, behavior. And again, getting worse. John, do you own a Ram truck? Are you a spokesman for the Ram truck drivers, my friend?
Well, let's put it this way. I am a Mopar guy. Over the years, I'd have to say I've had at least 15 Jeeps. Driving in a Jeep right now, a beautiful 2022 Grand Cherokee, low miles.
Oh, really?
I'm not selling it either.
Yeah,
but I worked in the auto.
I like renting vehicles industry. When I go on trips in the Jeep. I can't understand how people put up with these things. A 90-degree windshield collected every single bug on the highway. I had a pullover 3 times on 80 when I went to Utah.
That's funny.
Well,
there's a fix for that. You know what that is?
What?
You know what the fix is for that?
What?
Don't go over 50 miles an hour.
I don't. I appreciate your call, John. Thanks a lot.
We got a text message in from Ann in Yarrington, and it says they're drafting, not tailgating.
I never heard that term. Drafting?
Drafting. Yeah. They do it in race cars on the racetrack.
Oh.
They get right behind, so you're being pulled along and not using your gas. You're using the suction of the vehicle in front of you, the air suction. So they're drafting. They're not tailgating.
Well, yeah, I read somewhere you get better miles per gallon if you're directly behind, say, a high-profile vehicle, which is buffeting the wind, and you don't have to deal with that.
And you're being pulled along. One thing I want to bring up to people, too, at the same time, is if you're in the number one lane and – people have a way of not knowing this. The number one lane is the center lane closest to the other side of the road going the other direction.
Yeah.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. But if you're in the number one lane and you're just doing the speed limit and somebody comes up behind you, you are required by state law to move over. It is not your job to slow other vehicles down behind you to the speed limit. You can get a ticket for blocking traffic, obstructing traffic. In Michigan, they actually have the law where whatever the fastest car going down the road is, you have to match their speed or get a ticket.
Well, you know,
so if they're doing 85 or 90.
Their way of thinking is, I'm not, you know, why should I move for a lawbreaker?
Well,
a speeder.
But you're breaking the law by blocking them.
But you're going the speed limit.
But you're breaking the law. That's why if you go to the DMV website, they've actually got the thing up there. The left lane is for passing only. The number one lane is for passing only. If you're not passing, you must move over.
All right. I'm sounding like I'm one of those people.
You are not. I understand. Yeah. Yeah. But that's something I just wanted to bring up. If you're in the number one lane closest to the center divider, you are required, unless you are passing, to be moved over for traffic coming up that number one lane.
It's usually an older man in a small white car that is always blocking that passing lane.
Yeah. Okay, well, Dave Reichert's car is not white, so it couldn't be him.
Oh, you're naming names now.
Yep.
Okay, back to truck brands before we go to Fox News. The Ram drivers, I still stick to my opinion that they are a lot more aggressive than the other truck brands out there. I think the most polite pickup truck drivers are GMC truck owners. And you may notice that there's a GMC in the parking lot here. That's
Who has a problem getting diesel.
Yeah. Well, listen, here's my big complaint about the GMCs. Boy, we're getting into car talk here. What a nag that truck is. Oh, you're getting low on... oh, my gosh, I got out this morning, and there's no snow or ice on the road, but it flashes up at me so I can't see my radio. Be careful on icy and snowy roads. Okay.
There's a temperature sensor up in the front under the front bumper. It's sensing how cold it is outside.
That's
and so if
like
it gets
I don't
below
know.
34 degrees, 35 degrees, it will pop up and say that yours. And mine has a little snowflake indicator.
Well,
not calling me a snowflake.
I don't need
but,
it. Okay,
right.
We know when it's cold and when it's getting low on DEF. That fluid that you have to go in and buy at Lowe's by the jug, if it gets low enough, it punishes you by slowing down to 25 miles per hour is the fastest it'll go if it doesn't have what it thinks is an adequate supply of DEF. How can you do that? Restrict my right to drive? So But it's just a big nag, that truck. Otherwise, I'm not a pickup truck guy, and I'm very comfortable with it. You know. Anyway, rambling again. We're going to break for Fox News. Our phone number, 884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local till noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 1034.
Fox at the top. Fox at the bottom. Live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back, John Potter. Just back from my vacation in our timeshare in Carson Valley, and I am exhausted from this vacation. As I said earlier, we had a different guest every night, and I learned an awful lot talking to people, and that's the kind of company I like. And sitting at the dinner table, I'm the dumb one, and hearing so many great stories from our friends out there. So I'm exhausted. Bear with me. Phone number 884-9910. Okay. I have three reasons, and I thought these up on my commute here. I have three reasons why I feel extra old today, besides being tired. Number one, it was 46 years ago today I moved to Reno. Yes, indeed. November 23rd, 1978. Go to the library, get a 1979 Reno phone book, and I'm right there. I saw my very first slot machine, slot machines, they had three of them, my very first slot machines in a Reno Kentucky Fried Chicken. I was amazed, 46 years. So I got into town 5 days before Thanksgiving. I think my Thanksgiving meal was a wonderful buffet meal at Smorgy's. When I started on the radio here in 1978, the oldie station played 50s. Music, not the 70s and not the 80s like today. Now and then I think about what I'm going to be like in 15 or 20 years, because hard rock and metal music is going to be oldies on the oldie station. I'm going to be that old man in the back seat when the grandkids take me out on a drive somewhere. Going for a ride, Grandma, Grandpa. And I'm going to say, well, can you please turn on my music today? And they turn on the oldie station, and it's going to be, you're listening to the oldies goldie station, hard rock and heavy metal music 24 hours a day. You want Pantera, Megadeth, Slayer? You've come to the right place.
You know, that's a great Palmer Stewart impression.
If you grew up in the 80s, you're turning 80 this year, God bless you. Here's something from those good old days, something to keep you alive. One more day, here's Metallica's Creep of Death.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. I hosted three radio morning shows here in Reno, and I was a news and weather anchor here for 20 years. And I think at this stage, I'm probably just as popular and well-known as LT the Superdog. I think I'm right up there. Yes, I think that's where I am now after all these years. Okay, reason number two, why I feel old today, and it's now confirmed I'm an elderly man, because for the first time ever, I don't know anything about this number one top-selling game of the year, Helldiver 2. I love games. Love them. We played board games every night this past week. But I don't have any idea what Helldiver 2 is. Does anybody out there still play board games? You know, I'll forgive you for not playing Twister, but at home, we still love Sori, Uno, Racco, Jenga, Life, Clue. I like Trivial Pursuit. If you're not on the internet while you're playing it. You know what? If you're interested, I think all those games are stacked up at the thrift shops, I think. And with a couple of pieces missing, of course. And number three, I think I was one of the few that actually mourned the closing of the last Kmart in the United States last month, the very last one closed. The blue light faded to black for good. The last store on Long Island, New York, closed permanently. Kmart once had over 2,000 stores, including ours in Sparks on Audi. And the newer one we had off West McCarran on, Sky Mountain Drive, I think. And growing up, we used to call Kmart Came Apart. And we called Montgomery Wards on Audi, we called Montgomery Wards Monkey Wards. Monkey Wards. I don't think I was the only one. And when the Kmart on Sky Mountain Drive closed, it was empty for years until it became like this type of bazaar with little shops and cubicles that I really enjoyed going to and talking to folks. But it had a hard time getting customers. And then it was closed again. And eventually it became this place, a great place to teach your kid how to drive in the huge parking lot as it got covered in weeds. And the last I heard, it was a storage center with apartments. Is that right? I know the supermarket at the corner of Plumas in Virginia has turned into a storage unit place, of all things. It used to be the IGA, I think. But anyway, back in the day, you know, customers, they went crazy for the blue light specials. They put the blue light somewhere in the store, and they turned it on, and they'd announce the big deal over the PA system, and people would rush to get the blue light special. And then Kmart blue light special became not so special anymore, and, you know, few people would wander over to get it. I'm old enough to remember when Kmart was kind of exciting. It was large, and it had a lot of stuff. And some of them even had lunch counters where you could sit down and they would serve you food. And a lot of them had like a snack place and you could buy 5 pressed ham. Yeah, it was pressed ham back in the day. And we thought that sounded good. 5 pressed ham sandwiches for $3. Pressed ham was some kind of square meat-like product. And all I remember is when you didn't have any money and you were really hungry, that was a great deal and it filled you up. And later on, they had some awesome sub sandwiches, believe it or not, at Kmart. And Kmart had red and blue ices. I'd always get one. And I bought my first record album at Kmart, Let It Be by the Beatles, $1.99. And I think my last purchase at a Kmart was a VHS tape at the Audi Kmart. Oh, my gosh. And then they merged with Sears, which killed them both. That, I think, and the movie Rain Man killed Kmart.
Well, Raymond, aren't you more comfortable in your favorite Kmart clothes?
And then Cruz goes, tell him, Ray. And Dustin, Kmart sucks. And Sears, oh my gosh, Sears, you know, as a kid, I loved your Lionel train layouts. And as an adult, I bought all my appliances from Sears. They had the best warranty. The tools, they were like lifetime warranty. Always had spare parts there, too. Even I could fix something from Sears. Their tools, I mean, Craftsman had the forever warranty. That's it. And I brought a shovel to Sears that broke 10 years after purchase, and I got a new one. No wonder they went out of business. Now, snow shovels, they break after 2 years, and you're stuck with it, you know? But I don't know if you know this. You can still get Lowe's to replace a broken Craftsman tool under the same lifetime warranty. I'm told they won't turn you away. If that's true, that's great. Although Kathy and I went into Lowe's just yesterday to buy a tarp, and it was over $50 for a tarp right now. Back to Kmart, you know, Kmart and Sears, they could have been Amazon, right? They had the products and distribution in place. They would have been today's Amazon if they did it right. No vision, kind of like Kodak, sticking with film and letting others taking over the digital that Kodak invented. Anyway, I could remember the good old days when I could remember things. But stores like Sears and Kmart, they bring back fond memories of the past when our fellow U.S. citizens and life in general seemed happier, less stressful. and people's attitudes were more positive than today. Going out with your family and shopping for deals. Where's the fun in shopping online? You know, more than the Sears Christmas catalog and the fun Kmart Blue Light specials, I miss the people of my 60s and 70s America, RIP. And here's the third reason why I feel old today. The RGJ had a story that the food delivery company, formerly known as Schwann's, delivered its last meal a couple of weeks ago, ending a 72-year run. Schwann's, the big cargo vans that were painted, I think, tan or yellow. It's gone. Schwann's Reno location on North Virginia Street is listed as closed, and the phone number is disconnected. I think they were yellow trucks, and they would bring frozen meals and ice cream right to people's homes. And Schwann's, here's the problem, folks. Schwann's changed its name to Yellow in 2022. Well, there you go. There's the reason right there. Somebody decided to call it Yellow. And another brand I'm going to miss, they went out of business, Tupperware. Could somebody, I never could tell the difference between Tupperware and Rubbermaid. I never did figure that out. But yes, Tupperware, one of the most iconic brands of the last 60 years, filed for bankruptcy recently. It's a shame, but they've been in bad shape. They got a boost during the pandemic, you know, with everybody staying in to eat more, but the sales plummeted since. And so they Tupperware shuttered their only U.S. plant. It was in South Carolina this year. 150 layoffs. If they don't find a buyer, we may see the final days of Tupperware. Tupperware was invented by a DuPont employee, Mr. Tupper, for real. And he sold the company to Rexall, which merged with Kraft in the 1950s for $16 million. And $16 million in the 1950s was like over like $100 million. So Mr. Tupper, he divorced his wife, moved to Costa Rica, and no one has heard from him since. He just took it to Costa Rica, stayed with the island women for the rest of his life, and I'm going to wrap this up by saying, oh, here we go. I also miss $5 footlongs at Subway. I miss McRibs and the red plastic cups at Pizza Hut and pull tabs on beer cans, not the pull and push the tab in and cut your finger ones, and real food on planes, CD players, AM radio back in cars, Ford Thunderbirds and Pontiac Firebirds and Grand Prix. I even miss Saturn cars, and I still see them driving around here in Reno after they shut down 15 years ago. So I miss Sears and Shopko and Ben Franklin, Ardan's, Service Merchandise, Circuit City, Woolworths, Payless Shoes, Bed Bath & Beyond, and that's just today's list. I miss Radio Shack. Now anytime I need a cable or a flabbity-doo, I have to order and pay $10 shipping for the tiny 80-cent flabbity-mabob. At least I know a retired radio friend in town who has a Radio Shack in his basement. That is absolutely true. I'm way over. Sorry. 1052. Our phone number is 884-9910. I'm John Potter, talking about anything, especially local, on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 1052.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
Hi for local, John Potter. So glad you tuned in. I do appreciate it. We do it each and every Saturday from 9 to noon. We have our next guest coming on after the 11 o'clock Fox News. It's going to be very interesting. If you've never heard about Austin's House, it's here in our area. And it's quite the story to hear. So we can take calls on that, or anything else as time moves on. As for the storm, it's off and on. Looking at the forecast, just off and on rain, light rain, snow in Tahoe, of course. We heard about 1 or 2 inches in Tahoe already. We're looking at snow getting down to the valley floor. If it does do that, that'll happen late Wednesday, according to the National Weather Service. That's the latest word on that. It's cold, but I was really impressed that there was no ice or anything on the roadways early this morning. So the snow level is staying up there. I think 5,800 feet at the moment. Also, the wind, it's weird. It was nice and calm, and then, man, this one gust hit me, and it knocked over the big clothes carrier. I was moving to the truck, and my little Ace's ball cap is long gone. Somewhere in Carson Valley. Okay, so Austin's house next. We'll talk about after Fox News. Also, I want to bring up today, we got an email. I got to read that and answer this person's question about marijuana. Okay, I'm not really an expert on it, but I think it's going to trigger some phone calls. And, of course, the biggest thing that we got calls on are the planned power outages from NV Energy. Yours truly feels like that causes more problems than it's meant to help. And it could be fatal for people who are in an emergency. They lose their internet or their phone battery or their food spoils, food poisoning in a refrigerator, water pumps going dry because there's not the electricity, and traffic lights off. Causing wrecks. Okay, so yeah, stick around. Another hour to go on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Fox News next, and we'll be back in about 5 minutes on 99.1 FM Talk, FM Talk News Time, 10:58.